WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Wesson here, and welcome back to Wake Up Winning. I'm fired up to be diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us. Self-care. Seriously, raise your hand if you ever feel like life is just one giant hamster wheel: work, errands, responsibilities, repeat. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, folks. Neglecting ourselves in the name of business isn't a recipe for success. It's actually a shortcut to burnout city. Today, we're cracking the code on how to weave self-care into even the busiest schedules. Think of it as investing in your most valuable asset. Now, I know what you're thinking. Leo, with my overflowing schedule, where am I supposed to squeeze this in? Trust me, you don't need a spa retreat or a month-long sabbatical. It's about making small, consistent choices that fuel your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like your car. If you never change the oil, eventually things are going to sputter and stall. Same goes for us humans. First up, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't have to go from zero to hero overnight. Start with just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to scroll through social media. Dedicate that time to something that truly nourishes you. A quick meditation, a walk in nature, or even just 5 minutes of deep breathing. Remember, consistency is key here, folks. Second, reframe your view on me time. It's not selfish, it's essential. Think about it, you wouldn't put off servicing your car until it breaks down, would you? You need to treat yourself with the same level of care and attention. Schedule those 30 minutes in your calendar like any other important appointment and make it sacred. Next, be mindful of your energy vampires. You know those people or situations that drain you dry? Limit your exposure to them. It's okay to say no sometimes, folks. Prioritize spending time with those who lift you up and inspire you. Surround yourself with positive energy. Speaking of positive energy, move your body. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a fantastic mood booster. Even a short walk can do wonders for clearing your head and boosting your energy levels. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, swimming, or hitting the gym. And finally, fuel your body with goodness. Think of food as fuel. What kind of fuel are you putting in? Processed junk will leave you feeling sluggish and depleted. Choose whole and processed foods that nourish your body from the inside out. Remember, you are what you eat. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems to grow longer by the minute. I get it. Just imagine this. You're rushing around trying to get everything done. Meetings back to back, emails flooding your inbox, and dinner needs to be made before your family gets home. It's a classic day in the life of many of us. In the middle of all that chaos, you finally remember you haven't even had a moment to breathe. That's exactly what happened to my friend Sarah last week. She was juggling work deadlines, taking care of her kids, and trying to squeeze in some quality time with her husband. It felt like she was running on fumes. Then, she decided to take just 15 minutes each morning for a walk outside. She started noticing things she hadn't before. The scent of fresh flowers, the sound of birds chirping, even the feeling of the sun warming her skin. That simple act of connecting with nature gave her a renewed sense of calm and clarity. And guess what? She felt more energized and productive throughout the day. So, remember these key takeaways, my friends. Self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Start small. Be consistent, protect your energy, move your body, and nourish yourself with good food. Now go out there and make today your winningest day yet. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that taking care of themselves is the best gift they can give. Until next time, keep those dreams alive and never stop chasing your goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.